The times in Scripture, pretty much where the Lord spoke to his people, was just about always in a very dark time. If you look at the prophets, if you look at Moses, if you look at David, if you look at the Apostle Paul, how many of his words came out of prison. And of course, the words of the prophet Isaiah, talking about the Lord's coming, prefaced it by saying gross darkness covered the land. So I don't know what it would look like to be grossly dark, except that there was quite a few hundred years where there wasn't a lot of spiritual activity. Most of us get nervous if we don't get goosebumps within a week. If you can imagine hundreds of years without anything really being really good like it should have been. The temple was in disarray. Politics kind of ruled, and the religious leaders had capitulated to the Romans. It just wasn't good, and it hadn't been for a long time. But it's in those moments where light shines and God speaks and new direction comes. And I want to just read from the Christmas story a little bit and just challenge you through the story of the gentleman we know in Scripture in Luke chapter 2 named Simeon. And I love the way the Scripture understates people like this. It simply says there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. Okay? There's a man in Starville named Bill, Brantley, Dean. There was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. But the significance of this man was, number one, it says he was a righteous man. It also says he was devout. And I just want to challenge you this morning. We've talked this year, really, we've closed the last quarter of the year talking about what it means to be righteous, to keep how many commands? Just two. Paul said in Romans, if you can love God and love your neighbor, he says, you're fulfilling all the righteous demands that the law requires. So here's Simeon. He was righteous and he was devout. Devout meaning, in my understanding, he was just a man of faith doing what he was supposed to do, even if nobody else was doing it. Believing in it, even if nobody else was believing in it. Gross darkness, and here's Simeon, righteous, devout, and I'm just giving you the Scripture, I don't know if we need to read it, but it says, and he was looking. What a hero. When nothing was really good, when nobody was preaching and celebrating new words from God, when nothing was getting any better in Israel or in the temple service, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise Jesus, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Mary and Joseph were simply devout in their worship. They were doing what Moses had commanded. And I'm just visualizing them taking Jesus into the temple that we know had already become corrupt. Now, it was 30 years later, but it's been hundreds of years. 30 years later, Jesus would walk into this same place and say, this stinks. This isn't anything like what my Father had in mind. If you'll recall, he actually kicked the tables over, drove out the money changers. So in the midst of all of that corruption and craziness and out of order, here come Mary and Joe in their devoutness and say, we're still going to keep the law. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to dedicate this young child. and to offer a sacrifice. Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. I wonder if there was anybody else like him. Yeah, there's an old widow woman that follows him. Yeah, but they were looking and waiting and believing in what had been spoken so many years, hundreds of years before. That's faithful people, I'm telling you. I don't think I could do that. So quickly, he was righteous, he was devout, and he was looking. You remember the scriptures we shared from Jeremiah? When Israel was taken into captivity by Babylon, the Lord sent Jeremiah and says, look, this is not going to be a great time, but here's what I want you to do. What? Go on living, keep on looking. Because when 70 years are completed, what? I'm going to take care of this. We're going to deal with all of this, and I'm going to bring you back. Righteous, devout, and waiting. Waiting and watching. Watching and waiting. Looking for the peace and the restoration of Israel. Now, just if you just picture with me, he's doing this with all of this corruptness around him. That's devoutness. That's a person of faith. He was looking. One more thing about Simeon, and the Holy Spirit was on him. Well, you don't get the Holy Spirit without being righteous and without being devout and without being a person of faith, without looking. It all goes together. But what a great hero, this Simeon. Righteous, devout, believing, looking, continuing, and full of the Holy Spirit. And it simply says, on that day, the Holy Spirit led him to the temple. So I just think a word from God is everything, even in the darkest of times. I'd like to think that whatever season you're in or we're in, that we would remain righteous, devout. You don't stop doing what you know to do. You keep loving God. You keep loving one another. You keep being filled with the Holy Spirit, and at some point, God's going to speak. The word of the Lord's going to come. And in the darkness or the chaos or the confusion, God's going to bring his light, as we've been celebrating the light that gives light to every man coming into the world. What a man. Moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and said, hallelujah. It says he praised God. I don't know what he said, but I would imagine he said what we said this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sovereign Lord, just as you have promised, You can take me now. I'm done. I'm good. I can go now. I'm good. You can now dismiss your servant in peace because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. And he prophesies, now listen, a light of revelation to the Gentiles. Nobody else was saying that. Nobody. He saw it. A light. It's one thing to say, today is born for you the King of the Jews, but for Simeon to say, no, this child's going to go beyond that. He is a light of revelation even to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Well, the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and then Simeon blessed them. How about that? We don't think about that. It says he got to bless Mary and Joseph. Let me pray for you, he said. Let me bless you. And he helped them. He helped him understand what was coming. But I'm just thinking about how wonderful the word of the Lord, when it comes, it helps us see what he sees. And I don't know about you, but I can't see around the corner. I have no idea what tomorrow holds. I was corresponding with a pastor friend this week, and we were talking about the unusualness of this season in the world and in the church. And he said, yeah, I'm reduced to living day by day depending on the Holy Spirit. And I thought, that's it. Devout, righteous, looking, and waiting for God's word to give direction into our darkness. I want to just encourage you with that this morning and trust that you'll take that into the new year. It just seems like in the midst of darkness is when God loves to do his greatest work, when he loves to come and speak something that helps us see beyond our short span. So I pray God will help us to celebrate this day, this hour, this season, where his word can illuminate everything about our lives and about our purpose, about our journey, about what he's doing and where he's going. And it gives light to our path. Thank God for people like Simeon. What a wonderful story. There was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. But he was looking. He was waiting. He was watching. He believed. He was full of the Holy Spirit. And what a wonderful privilege. The first person, perhaps, laid his hands on the Savior. Said, let me pray for you. Took him in his arms and says he blessed him. Bless God. What a privilege. What an unsung hero. There was a man, T, in Jerusalem named Simeon. But he was righteous, he was devout, and he was looking. I'd like to be like that. I'd like to be in a position where if whatever God's going to do, he's going to tell me about it and let me be a part of it. Anybody else want that? So that we don't live in fear that you're going to miss something. God's going to do something and leave you out. Righteous, devout looking, filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to go into the new year looking that way. Being useful to God, what opportunities could come to us? Maybe some wonderful opportunity like this man. Being able to pray for Mary and Joseph and dedicate the child Jesus to his eternal purpose. Wow.